brand new episode of the Bomb Pod. How y'all doing? Yo, if you checked out my last episode, that 20-minute rant, shout out to you. Thank you for you. I really appreciate that. I really like if someone heard that and took that somewhere, right? I haven't done this in a minute. I wanted to bring it back. I wanted it to be more potent. And that's what I'm going to do here for you today. So my goal is to make sure you know what planet I'm on and what wavelength I'm on. And today's lesson is going to be the motto of the year. See, this year is the age of truth, when everything from the darkness comes out to the light. So be prepared. Be prepared for that scary times. But for me, I've done the work, the sweat, the tears, the blood, to realize what we're going to do for this coming lifetime. Now, I have branded myself as Joda 2.0 at this point. I don't remember the man I used to be because I made a beast out of myself. And from this point moving forward, we'll treat as such. There's a couple of life rules and things that I've been playing by that are going to help, hopefully help you. One of them was, what I resist persists. What I resist persists. And I couldn't get out of my miserable funk because I kept fighting the obvious, the things I needed to do, the person I needed to be. The forces were pushing me for greatness. I said, no, I want to take a nap. Or no, I want to hang out with these plebs. Not no more. We're standing ground. We're drawing the line between good and evil. And I'm not fucking with you if you suck. And with that kind of expression, JP, you put yourself in a place. You put yourself in a position where, like, well, you're going to be loud and people are going to think of you of XYZ, XYZ. And at this point in my life, I love it. Let the bridge burn behind me for the people who didn't fucking get it. No problems over here. But for those who do, for those who want to grow, for those who understand and can forgive and understand that you did the best of what you had at the time, this is for you. I've given myself three rules this year. Three things to live by, a motto per se, something that is going to guide me in my way to hit the ultimate glory that I've been searching for and I know I can fucking achieve. So I'm going to share those with you today and hopefully they touch you in a way like it has for me. What I have to let you guys know is my motto. The motto is the three R's. Righteousness, relentlessness, and ratchet. What does all that mean together? Well, very simply put, it is the combination, the Trinity, that would allow myself to be free in myself to know what I'm aiming for, no one else is. A lot of the boys have fallen by the wayside or wallowing in the quagmire of mediocrity. And I can't be that. I can't. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather not fucking exist if I can't be a legend. It's legend or die. And I like it that way for myself. I'm not telling you to live like that, you know. If you want to be you, just you do you. I've done a lifetime of trying to fit in with others. And now I don't want to fit with any of you fuckers. I'm fucking awesome. I don't know about you, but I know the fuck I am. So today, we're going to go over the three R's and what they mean together and how you could best use them for yourself. Righteousness. What does that mean for me? Well, it means that whatever I put and set my mind to, that I can see an end result and I can reverse engineer the success, I owe it to myself to do that righteously. Meaning, anything in my path will get destroyed and squashed, obliterated, because nothing will stop me. I am on a path sent forward. I'm on a mission that is unnegotiable to anybody. Relentlessness. I will not quit. I will not stop. No one will stop me. Because I don't have quit in me. It's not in my vocabulary. And I'll go over a little bit of that one later. In Ratchet, my favorite, you combine the righteousness and relentlessness and you put your own swag on it, your own spin on it. See, everybody can be righteous and be relentless, but you got to do it best suited to you, baby. And that is fucking important. So let's start again from the top. Righteousness. If you're living a life where any activity that you do isn't righteous, you're fucking up. Whether that be your job, your body, your family, your anything. If you're not willing to die for it because you know the greater good, and you're a fuck up, and I don't want you in my life. Period. I don't care. You're a reflection of your body. You're a reflection of those around you. Do you really love somebody if you let them get obese? Do you really love somebody if you see them fail and don't call them out? Do you really love somebody if you don't tell them you love them? Do you really love somebody if you can't call them out on their shit because it's coming from the bottom of your heart? I don't think so. And righteousness is the ability to get all that together, ignore the naysayers, and know I am coming here dedicated and ready, and no obstacle will stop me. Sounds kind of nice. But there's a lot that comes with that. Because not everybody lives a righteous life. Some hide in the shadows. Some people are victims of their own design. And if everything else is someone else's fault. That's cute for a little bit, but not for a lot of it. Relentlessness. The quality to not to quit. To never surrender. To go above and beyond that level. Let's be real. There are some people who are sick in the fucking head who must never quit while you have your naysayers watching on the side. It's the reason why, you know, this great basketball debate, LeBron or Michael Jordan. One has a killer instinct and one doesn't. And the last time I checked, no one died trying to rob LeBron's. Let's be fucking real. The GOATs aren't convinced. There's no argument for those. Because they were relentless in their pursuit and righteous from the start. And that's why they became that. That's something that you ooze out. It's something that the eye doesn't have to lie about. You see a man on a mission, a man with conviction. He don't give a fuck about you. He's doing what he needs to do. And I have fallen by the wayside with that before. Allowing the quagmire of mediocrity, that's my new phrase, to stifle my goals. You see, one of the goals I have, and I'll speak into existence, is I want a Corvette. I want it customized. Whenever I tell that to anybody, all they do is, meh, meh, expensive, meh, meh. When you fuckers don't see the person you got to become to afford that, like, men have wanted trophies since we were putting heads on the wall of the animals we killed. The trophies signify the greatness, not the other way around. And men who don't go for trophies will be the same guys who get eaten by other men when the nuclear apocalypse comes. Yes, I said that. Guys like me will resort to cannibalism if need be. I'm not going to allow no one to take anything from me, ever. You'll do it by cutting my fucking throat. And that's the fuck it. And Ratchet, well, that word has had a little bit of an odd connotation over the years. You see, I view it as my swag. Not only do I want to win, but I want to win with my body, my avatar looking fresh as fuck, making sure that all my external validation comes from the shit I achieve. Get high off my own supply. I make myself come, God damn it, for real. And how do I do that? Well, I set a goal and I reverse engineer how I want to get there, how I want to look like I get there. Have you seen a boxer ever come out to the ring, a UFC fighter come into the ring? They've done that moment in their times, many a times, visualizing the music, the audience, which boxer they're coming out of, the movements, the walk. You have to take all of that into account and how you're going to look like doing it. I'm a man whose presentation is very important to me, and I don't respect the men who don't have that. And that's a lot of guys to do that. If you do this, I'm going to call you out. Whether that be how you dress, your body, or not living up to be a legend, I've been that way too. And let me tell you, it's better being on this side knowing you the head honcho alpha dog. It's much fucking better. It takes work, and you can't hide. Because if you're righteous and relentless, you're going to be loud as fuck. Like this podcast right now, I'm loud as fuck. You have to. You can't be meek to try to achieve the greater things that your peers negotiated out of their lives because they knew they never had in them to get it. That's fine. Not everybody wants to be a king anyways. So my point of all this is that that's what I'm running on this time around. That is the phrase that to me is going to channel my inner beast, my inner animal, to become what I need. A lot of people may think this is too extra, and they're wrong. Society has made you into a pussy, thinking that the dangers of the real world don't exist. But they do. And there's a lot of them. One thing I've done a lot in the last few months is started to watch National Geographic videos. Mammals specifically. Reason being is because we humans are not very different from lions. It's pretty much the same. Now, you'll have society say that doesn't function anymore like that. But in this age of truth coming up, I don't see that being a problem. You fucking pussies who act like pussies, beta cucks, all these fucking shit. When the shit hits the fan, you got nowhere to hide. Become a warrior. Become a man of reason. Become a man of vitality and conviction. Because when the war comes or whatever is going to happen, you're not righteous, relentless. It's going to be tough for you. We humans have not grown past that. We are still a group of people who are tribal. And raping and pillaging doesn't ever end. It looks different today. I know. It's tough to fucking hear. But if electricity went out and running water stopped, you will see the true nature of your fellow neighbor. I'm not intimidated by that. I'm preparing myself for that. In the age of truth, there will be things that come to the light who may destroy themselves for that. And JP, why are you being a loudmouth about this? Why are you doing that? Well, because I'm trying to separate myself from you fucks. I'm being loud. Call me out. I'm speaking this into existence, speaking this to God and moving up. So I do it for myself because I'm righteous, relentless. And the way it sounds is the ratchet part, baby. And that's why y'all tune in. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you got some out of this. And if not, c'est la vie. If there is a next episode, I'll see you then. Take care.